what political points, if any at all, are gathered courtesy of a shutdown?
None. Nobody wins in a shutdown. But I can tell you, at the end of the day, the ruling party, the Republicans have the trifecta in Washington. They've got the executive branch and the legislative branch. Okay? And they have also the House and the Senate. So you have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. That's a trifecta. And they're going to be held more accountable and responsible. They can blame all they want to. But your responsibility as a leader in this free country of ours with a representative form of democracy is to make it work. What you're saying is we can't have a representative form of government because we can't find representatives that basically are representing we the people. Mm-hmm. I always said, show me someone that'll put their country before their party and I will be for them. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, or independent. I'm going to support them. But I can tell the people that go there for fortune and fame and put the party loyalty before their country. And the oath of office means nothing. We all take the oath of office, Stephen, to protect and defend the Constitution. And as a senator for 15 years, I never worked for a president. I never worked for Harry Reid or Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell. I kept my oath to office to protect and defend the Constitution, and I had to go home and explain it. You want me to vote for something I can't explain? I can't go home. That's the people I work for.
Right.
I'm representing them. And that's the government. If you can't do that, then we're not going to be able to have this representative form of democracy, which has been great for 240 years.
Yeah.